You've got a new president, and when this came up, a lot of people worldwide said, well, that won't be good for inbound tourism to the United States. After that, there was following the idea of a travel ban and different activities. Are there any proved facts which you could say it's going up or down, or it's just the same in, concerning to inbound tourism at the moment?
It's the question that's on everyone's mind for months now. When the first executive order was issued in January, everyone was bracing for the bottom to fall out on travel. And again, when they did take two, there's obviously a lag between when people start searching travel and when they do. So we're only now starting to see the actual signs. And actually, the numbers aren't too bad. The numbers are outpacing expectations. Our forecast remains flat for the year, which of course could be better. But there hasn't been that dramatic fallout that some had been expecting.
Let's talk about, the difference between different destinations and the discussion about bringing tourism up or down. I read about the facts that people from New York told this kind of travel ban wouldn't be good for inbound tourism. The same voices came up from California. What about the discussion you have in your own country at the moment?
Well, what's interesting is that people can separate the government from the destination in many cases. More and more these days, however, people are protesting with their economic activity and trying to send a message. So, of course, we were bracing for much worse, and that is why we've really focused all of our attention on the welcome. The welcome message is a great offset and a necessary offset to limiting security policies. So rather than bickering with the brand new administration, or attempting to keep America safe, we feel that whatever the situation requires on the security side, we'll leave that to the experts. As far as our industry is concerned, there is no better insurance policy against reputational fallout than making sure we deliver a sustained and overt welcome message to everyone around the world. If you're interested in visiting America and you wish us well and want to see our sights, then we'd love to have you.
So it comes to destinations and destination marketing. There's Brand USA, an organization which worked quite successfully through the last years. And now you've got maybe a budget cut, president's idea of using the money raised for the Brand USA activities to use it for security, for other reasons. What about these budget cuts, and how realistic is it that this idea comes reality?
To cut Brand USA at this point in time would be like canceling your life insurance right before going skydiving. So we don't believe that's going to happen. We're committed to protecting and saving Brand USA. There's a lot of misunderstanding in Washington because of the unique and ingenious way Brand USA was constructed in terms of funding. Our education efforts are ongoing in trying to get members of Congress to understand there is no U.S. taxpayer dollars used for Brand USA, but all of the benefit accrues to our economy and creating American jobs, and that's why Brand USA needs to continue to exist now more than ever.
Travel ban, it's still an open thing. What do you think what is going to happen during the next weeks or months? And actually, a second thing about the ban of electronics and laptops on flights from and to the US, because that's one of the big discussions in Europe at the moment. Will exactly this come to flights we use?
We're hopeful that the administration will draw the conclusion that they are now prepared to live life without travel bans, that the threat of reputational fallout is too severe, and that this really isn't about those six or seven countries. It's really about the reputation and image we project around the world. We can't afford to lose market share right now. As far as the laptop ban goes, what has been most impressive and amazing to us has been at a time where there's such political division and discord, it is one issue where Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill have not made a peep about the threat. Members of Congress from both parties have said to me personally and to our organization many times that the vulnerability is very real, that the intelligence is there, but even more than that, there's a recognized bipartisan understanding of a vulnerability that needs to be addressed. Obviously, it is our hope that the disruption is minimal, that all the stakeholders are working together toward ensuring that business travel continues to thrive, and there's a thoughtful process in place to make sure that people continue to have face-to-face meetings, continue to travel. Some airlines have very smartly given safer devices to travelers while they're in the air. That won't work for everyone, but we're hopeful that everyone comes to the table trying to achieve the same thing, which is continuing international commerce and trade. We can't afford to give that up for no reason. That said, there is tremendous respect and understanding, appreciation for the threat that's out there. We live in very dangerous times, and we're hopeful that we can continue to protect travel at these interesting times.